Gun safety. Violent crime drops as more Americans pack heat. News analysis. Alessandra Coote was walking on a trail with her 2-year-old daughter and dog 2.5 years ago when a man began yelling at her and threatened to kill her dog. When the petite single mom made it back to her Utah home, she decided she needed a firearm for protection. A few months later, while living in what she described as a shady part of town, a homeless man threatened her. After that encounter, she began regularly carrying a firearm under Utah's constitutional carry law. Coote, who just graduated this spring from the University of Utah, says carrying the gun has given her the confidence to feel safe in public. "It's been life-changing," she told Real Clear Investigations. Although she has never had to draw or fire the weapon, she has faced a threatening individual when she was armed, but stopped the attack by merely letting the man know she was carrying. Coote is part of a growing trend of strapped Americans. A new survey of 1,000 general election voters conducted last month by McLaughlin and Associates found that almost 30% of respondents said they carry a firearm. More specifically, the survey found that 13.2% respondents said they carry a firearm all or most of the time, while an additional 16.6% said they carry one sometimes or rarely. These results show a 5.5% increase in the number of respondents who said they carry firearms since a similar poll was conducted in December 2024. Both polls were commissioned by the group I lead, the Crime Prevention Research Center, and have a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1%. Since 2021, 13 states, covering 34% of the U.S. population, have adopted constitutional carry laws. As a result, 29 states do not require law-abiding citizens to obtain a permit to carry a concealed handgun. A little less than 2/3 of those who are carrying a concealed handgun in these states have a permit. The survey is the latest evidence challenging claims linking firearms and violent crime. As data show both the number of firearms and the percentage of people carrying them is increasing, preliminary estimates show the U.S. murder rate is likely to hit a record low in 2025, at least 10% below the previous record low. It doesn't surprise me that while the country is experiencing record low murder and violent crime rates, we are also experiencing a record high number of people legally carrying concealed handguns for self-protection, Alan Gottlieb, the executive vice president and founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, told RCI. Bradford County, FLA, Sheriff Gordon Smith said lowering crime rates isn't rocket science. He told RCI, "You reduce crime by putting more cops on the street, increasing arrest and conviction rates, and imposing meaningful prison sentences. But you also cut crime by empowering law-abiding citizens to defend themselves and their families through constitutional carry." Gun control groups Everytown, Brady United, and Giffords Law Center declined repeated requests to respond to the survey data and crime statistics. Blacks, Hispanics, and women. The CPRC survey also found that politically engaged citizens are more likely to carry firearms. Respondents who identified as general election voters were twice as likely to have concealed handgun permits as other adults. Blacks and Hispanics also carry at disproportionately high rates. Black people make up 11% of likely voters, but account for 15.9% of those who carry all or most of the time. Hispanics are even higher, accounting for 18.8% of frequent carriers despite comprising only 11% of likely voters. By contrast, whites and Asians carry at rates below their shares of likely voters. Whites constitute 72% of likely voters, but only 62.6% of those who carry all or most of the time, while Asians account for 4% of likely voters, but just 2% of frequent carriers. Audrey Botiford, a 5'2" Black woman living in Lansing, Michigan, told RCI she owes her life to her handgun and having a concealed handgun permit. On Valentine's Day in 2022, she said, the over 6-foot-tall man she had been dating kind of went crazy, threatened to kill her, and pulled a knife on her. Fearing for her life, she shot him in self-defense. Because she lives in what she describes as a not-good neighborhood, this was not the only time she relied on her firearm for protection. In another incident, She said she accidentally let a door slip from her hand while trying to hold it open for a man leaving a store. The man became verbally abusive, followed her, and aggressively closed in on her. She turned slightly so he could see that she was armed. He immediately backed off, ending the confrontation. Asked if carrying has given her more confidence, "I feel more safe, definitely," she said. The survey found relatively small differences between men and women. While women make up 52% of general election voters, they comprise 45.1% of Americans carrying concealed weapons. Men are 48% of the electorate and 54.9% of those who carry all or most of the time. The breakdown for constitutional carry states is relatively higher for women, with 47.5% of those carrying all slash most of the time being women and 52.5% men. Constitutional carry may benefit women who suddenly face threats from a stalker or former partner and often do not feel they can wait the months it takes for officials to approve a permit application. Research shows that two groups benefit the most from carrying firearms: physically weaker individuals, such as women and the elderly, and those most likely to become crime victims, such as poor blacks living in high-crime urban areas. These groups have also experienced the largest percentage increases in concealed handgun permits over the last decade. During that period, permits for women increased 112% faster than permits for men, while permits for blacks increased 284% faster than permits for whites. A firearm dramatically increases a woman's ability to defend herself, Professor Carl Moody, a crime researcher at the College of William and Mary, told RCI. Without a firearm, a woman is almost always at a significant disadvantage if attacked by a man. With a firearm, she can avoid an unfair fight with an opponent who usually has a size and strength advantage. Almost always, it is only necessary to announce or display the weapon to dissuade the attacker. More guns, fewer violent crimes. After the Supreme Court struck down a New York state law in 2022, which had sharply limited the number of people who could carry concealed weapons, six states, including California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, were forced to make it easier to get a concealed handgun permit by eliminating arbitrary discretion and establishing objective rules on training and other qualifications. This dangerous decision will make America a less safe country, Democratic New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy warned. Those states did, indeed, see an enormous increase in the number of permits issued. In New Jersey, the number of concealed carry permit holders increased from 1,212 in 2022 to 57,245 in 2025. In Hawaii, the total has now gone from 0 to 4,000. Violent crime, however, has fallen in all six states. The murder rate in New Jersey fell from 3.9 per 100,000 people in 2022 to 2.4 in 2024, and the preliminary numbers show it falling to as low as 2 per 100,000 in 2025. A press release from New Jersey's Attorney General announced a historic low in gun violence for 2025. Some attribute the drop to the increase in permits. Today, more than 58,000 law-abiding New Jerseyans can exercise their right to carry a firearm. And while some warn this would turn our streets into the Wild West, the reality has been far different, Republican New Jersey Assemblyman Greg Meyer claimed. An easier thing to measure is that permit holders are exceptionally law-abiding. States revoke their licenses for firearm-related violations at rates measured in thousands or even tens of thousands of a percentage point. Police officers rarely commit crimes, yet concealed handgun permit holders prove even more law-abiding than cops. Permit holders are convicted for firearms offenses at just 1/12 the rate at which police are convicted of comparable firearm-related crimes. The data clearly show that concealed carry permit holders are among the safest and most responsible users of firearms, David Mustard, a distinguished professor at the University of Georgia who researches extensively on crime, told RCI. Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith confirmed that this is his experience with constitutional carry. "The data is clear. The vast majority of concealed carriers are among our most responsible residents, not the problem. Despite the fears raised by gun control advocates, over 91% of street police officers support concealed handgun laws. Law enforcement professionals understand that self-defense is a key element of public safety, in part because they know they usually arrive only after criminals commit crimes. An overwhelming body of academic research finds that allowing law-abiding citizens to carry concealed handguns reduces crime. This is especially true for women, who often struggle to defend themselves against much larger and stronger men, who also tend to run faster. While both men and women benefit from carrying a concealed handgun, research shows that each additional woman who carries a concealed handgun reduces the murder rate for women by roughly 3 to 4 times more than an additional man carrying a concealed handgun reduces the murder rate for men. Too often, women who are being stalked or threatened are told to limit their movements, alter their routines, or rely on a piece of paper to stop someone determined to harm them, Robin Sandoval, the president of A Girl and a Gun, told RCI. Women deserve better than living in fear. By learning to responsibly carry a firearm, they can gain the confidence and means to protect themselves and live their lives without fear. Every day, more law-abiding citizens choose to legally carry firearms because they refuse to be victimized by criminals and thugs, Brevard County, Fell, Sheriff Wayne Ivey told RCI. Responsible gun owners know that even the best police response times takes minutes, while violent criminals can take a life in seconds. From Real Clear Investigations.